settling into our posture. Beginning to come to rest. Bringing awareness to all the points of contact with the chair, cushions, floor, the bed. And allowing ourselves to know exactly how we're feeling, how our bodies are feeling as we sit or lie. Letting go of the perhaps busy, hectic day that's gone before. And allowing ourselves this time to come to rest, to be present and aware. Allowing ourselves to release any tension. So just scanning through the body. Noticing any areas of tightness of holding. I'm seeing if you can just let go, just soften, come to rest. So sensing through the body that release, letting go and coming to rest. And feeling held and supported by the chair or the bed. And knowing that the chair or whatever you're resting on is supported by the earth underneath you. And you're unconditionally held. And inviting you now to just be with the breath. Being aware of the in-breath and the out-breath, the rhythm and flow. Knowing there's no need to change or alter it. Not thinking about the breath. And if it helps, allowing yourself to open to the senses, the five senses. So being aware of the sounds, sounds maybe from within your body or sounds from the room. Not analysing them or judging them, just noticing the sound. Noticing the sense of touch, so perhaps your clothes against skin, the touch of your body against the chair, the bed, the touch of your feet on the floor, grounding you. An awareness of vision, even if your eyes are closed. Just noticing the colours and shapes, darkness, light, that's behind the eyelids. And the sense of taste and smell. So we're simply sitting, breathing, but open to all five senses. An awareness of everything in our experience right now. Breathing, moment to moment experience. I'm just resting with that. And as we go on, using any of these senses to ground yourself, the breath or sounds, sense of touch. I'm inviting you now to reflect on or contemplate on the quality that we name forgiveness. And inviting you now to bring into your heart someone that you feel resentment, irritation, perhaps hurt towards, someone that's wronged you in the past. taking your time to really feel that person in your heart space. When you sense them there, you may experience really difficult or negative emotions, and just noticing that. Noticing the feelings that this brings up. Not being overwhelmed by this or resisting it. Always returning to the breath if this is difficult, but just seeing if you can allow your heart to open and the invitation now is as best you can is to visualize, imagine that person. And simply say to them, I forgive you. Slowly allowing that person to settle in your heart. All the time you're opening and softening to the pain and the difficulty. And acknowledging for yourself how difficult this is. And it may be helpful to place a hand on the heart space. Just feeling that connection. Acknowledging that this is painful, it hurts. Allowing that space and that openness. Gradually opening more and more to their presence. And just seeing what happens, seeing if there's space for this. I forgive you for any pain, difficulty you intentionally or unintentionally caused me through your actions, your words, or behavior. So allowing them to be forgiven, allowing your heart to open, allowing space, softness. And allowing yourself to let go. Breathing with it if it's difficult. Even just a moment of letting go of that resentment, that pain, anger, tightness, being brittle, hard. I forgive you. And if it hurts, let it hurt. Just experience whatever's arising for you. Allowing them to be forgiven and allowing your heart to open to them. I forgive you. And when you're ready, letting go of that, I'm going to further invite you to bring into your heart, to your mind, someone from whom you wish to ask forgiveness for yourself. And speaking to that person in your heart. So they're there in front of you. Again, with kindness and compassion, just saying, I ask your forgiveness for anything I may have done. Intentionally or unintentionally, to wrong you or to hurt you. I ask your forgiveness. All those words and deeds said and done out of confusion or fear, anger, resentment. I ask your forgiveness. And recognizing any sense of resentment, tightening or hardening that you're feeling as you ask this. So just acknowledging that that's there. And letting it be there. So I ask your forgiveness, recognizing in your own heart any shame, sadness, grief. Perhaps noticing any blocks to that idea of forgiving ourselves. So just feeling our hearts to be soft and open. As we ask for forgiveness. Breathing with it. Breathing in the softness, the kindness, the openness. Breathing out the difficulty. Breathing out the pain, the negative. and actually allowing ourselves to be forgiven. Just seeing if we can open to that and let go of those blocks, whatever they are. Let go of those fixed in beliefs. Let go of the physical pain. Giving ourselves the opportunity to really be free. Free of any sense of unworthiness or shame. Just allowing all to be released and let go. So we're fully open to the possibility of forgiveness. And it can be so very painful and difficult to be closed and rigid and brittle. And we need to have that softness, that openness, and that vulnerability. Because when we're closed and rigid, we're unable to acknowledge and accept what we're feeling and experiencing. So I'm inviting you now to connect with yourself and perhaps using your own name, your first name, saying to your own heart, to yourself, I forgive. And saying your name. So we're really gently and kindly making room for ourselves in our own heart. Saying to ourselves, I forgive. Saying your name for all the disappointments, the stresses, the shame and the guilt, and allow it all to just fall away. So really feeling into allowing space in the heart. Allowing those feelings of gentleness, kindness, softness, openness. Just breathing them in. Feeling the space in your heart. releasing self-judgment and blame. And allowing loving kindness for yourself. Admitting the need to care for ourselves. Allowing that self-compassion. Perhaps noticing thoughts that are arising, tempting you to block and stop this happening. Just noticing that and letting them pass. And realizing that freedom is in the letting go and the opening up. And actually, how and why would we want to hang on to our suffering for a second longer? Just let it go. So allowing loving kindness and self-compassion to just flood our hearts. Knowing how hard and difficult it can be to love ourselves. And amongst all that confusion, difficulty, resistance, simply letting go and forgiving ourselves. Gently letting go of the pain and the difficulty. Seeing if we can come to rest with that openness in our heart. That quality of forgiveness. Of self-caring.